Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 2, we were talking about how some new Christians seem to have more faith than some people that had been Christians for many years. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Bible truth is not just something we know. Bible truth is something that we do. Bible study should result in workmen. If you only have knowledge in which we sit around and have discussions, my friend, knowledge puffeth up, the book of 1 Corinthians tells us. See, do not mistake longevity for spirituality. True spiritual maturity can only be measured by one's adherence to the truth. Believe and do. Many times, those that have professed to be saved the longest express less faith than those who are the newest of converts. Isn't that interesting? And so people, they just continue to walk in darkness. Bible study leads you to fellowship with Him. But no one is in fellowship with Him if they walk in darkness, which in 1 John tells us is loving the world and the things of the world. The pastor is to study and to preach and teach the Word of God. Why? Well, Ephesians 4:12, again addressed to a local church, for the perfecting, that is the maturing of the saints, for the work, serving God, of the ministry, serving God through the local church, and for the edifying of the body of Christ, to build it up spiritually in Christ. It's to instruct you so you will obey. Now, we saw in verse 14, as the pastor commanded, preach. Now you're being charged before the Lord, pastor, and you're to preach what He's given you to preach. And He's only going to give you to preach what He wants preached, through your study of the Word, your obedience to the Word, your meditation into the Word. The local church is important. The people are commanded to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as a matter of some is in Hebrews 10. Why? Because they are to come there and receive instruction for equipping for service that leads in the work of the ministry and to build them up in love for Christ and His Word, and to carry out the ministry. See, God wants you to be faithful. He wants you to take it all in as a preacher preaches it, and as the Bible is taught, and then be ready to go out into the world and know how to live, to know how to serve. God wants me, He wants the pastor to know the Word in order to teach you the Word. So you'll know the Word that you might teach others the Word as you'll lead them to Christ and then disciple them. I'm a teacher of the Word. But every Christian, pastor included, is to be a student of the Word. One of the things that I found is a help to me in reading the Word is sometimes I read it with the idea of how would I teach someone else what this is saying? How would I teach this to someone else to try to help them to understand? You see, to not be ashamed speaks not of never being embarrassed because people are offended or your stand is not popular. Rather, in carrying out this charge, you work according to the biblical instruction. And yes, you'll be hated by the world, but approved unto God. And great is your reward in heaven, the Bible tells us. Let me put it this way. We live in an age of electronics, and people, they have all these little devices they carry around with them. They iPads, iPods, whatever, okay? And they play games on them, do things on them, and so forth. There are things that some people, they're sports fans, they get in and they look over the team they have now on the internet, and they look at that team every day. They read all the stories about their favorite players. They try to know. They know more about them than they do their own family in some cases. And boy, they've really got into it, all through studying and reading. Well, have a greater desire to know the word than they do to know about their team. As avid as they are about their sports and their team, you'd be even more avid about knowing Christ and his word. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Why? Because the word of truth is absolute and it's always true. It's always right. Dividing speaks of making an incision. It was a medical term in some places that day. In other places, it was a carpentry term. It was making a correct cut or angle for close piecework. Now, going out into the world, we want to represent the Lord Jesus Christ rightly. So again, you look back at verse 14. What does it say? Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. And so you need to study or you'll end up doing those things. The preacher is to present the truth rightly, not abridged, but rightly, not holding back any part of it, but rather rightly dividing, treating it honestly and in a straightforward manner. That is, teaching and preaching the word of God as it is to men as they are. But also keeping in mind Ephesians 4:15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. I remember as a young pastor, the first church I pastored, we started out with about 19 members there at that church. I was one that would go and visit a rest home, visit the hospitals, and visit all others, make the visits to those that visit the church. We started out that 19. 5.5 years later, when the Lord led me out of that church, we had 120. 70 of them, I would say, were regular. And I could do all that work in 60 to 70 hours a week, sometimes a little longer. But then when I was called to my present church, where I've been now for over 28 years as the senior pastor, I found that in our county, it's a big county, and shut-ins were scattered. I mean, it might be a 15-mile, 20-mile drive from one rest home to another, or where people live. And then a whole lot more sickness, a whole lot more visitors. So I saw the need for table waiters. Because if I didn't have table waiters, I couldn't give myself to study and my first duty before God, which is to study, to teach, and preach the word. Now, I'm also to do the work of an evangelist, that is, and to be a witness. And those are my first two duties as a pastor. And I wished I was better at study and witnessing. And I think any pastor that's worth his salt would want to be that way, to say, I want to be even better and strive to be better. I must witness and I must oversee the church. I have other people that work with us, whether they're assistant pastors, music directors, youth directors, or what have you. And, you know, they do work that I did in my first church. And now I've got to trust them to be loyal, not to undermine me, not to try to usurp the people from me. So I've got to have men that God would have me to have, and yet realize that sometimes a Demas is walking right, and he gets his eyes on the bling, on the world, and he gets taken away. And so we've got to make sure that as a pastor, we do God's will, God's way, according to God's word, and in God's time. God uses people, not programs. What are you rightly dividing in God's plan according to his word in the local church? Which is the core reason for all of us to obey the command to study, to show ourselves approved. We need to study that we might be servants of the one we claim to love and serve. Now, you might say, as we continue on in this chapter, that we have seen warnings of things that defeat us, warnings of people who deceive, but also we find that there are ways of winning. You know, sometimes a football team, when they go over their game plan, they're warned of a tendency of a team. They're warned about certain players, but they also have an offensive plan set in on how to win. Well, the Holy Spirit does the same for us in the game of life. And so first we see here the warning of harmful words in verse 16. He says, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Now, here's again a warning of the words and consequences in this verse. We're to shun profane and vain babblings. And that word shun has the idea of to avoid by going out of the way. Turn around to go from it. It's the idea of crossing a street so you don't walk by a person's house. Several times in ministry, I've heard about people that went to a grocery store and turned around and left because of someone that was there that they didn't want to see. Well, he says, shun. It's a negative imperative, meaning don't do this. If it's happening, never allow it to happen again. Shun profane and vain babblings.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.